I am 10 and Max is 5. There are 26 days until Max starts school, and we're going to buy new shoes for the new school. We've looked at his special hard plastic book with its little Velcro-y laminated pictures of all his favourite things and the ones that show him what's happening now and next. It has a blue silky smooth strap so he can wear it around his neck when we're not at home and he needs to know what's going to happen. He doesn't like the weight and the click-clack of the plastic pages, though, so Mum carries it for him instead. Mum showed him the picture for Shoe Store, and we whirled around the world on Google Street View, trying to find the store to show him so he's prepared. But it's not there, so she's worried, worried, worried. I went to Egypt on Google Street View, and I showed Max, but he was jumping up and down so he didn't get to look at the pyramids. Now we are in the car. New shoes, new school, Mum says to Max. Max doesn't say anything, because he never says anything, and he doesn't stop humming, even though I ask him to stop humming. I'm not going to a new school, but I'm getting new shoes. I think that might be confusing Max, so I tell him that I'm not going to a new school. You are, I say. You're going to a new school. Max keeps humming. I tell him to shut up, and Mum doesn't say, "Don't tell your brother to shut up, Frank," because she's worried about the new shoes, new school. We get to the shoe store, and Mum parks the car too close to a wall, so I have to wait in my seat while she gets Max out. She puts his reins on, and I say, "Giddy up," but she doesn't laugh. Max flaps his hands, and Mum shows him his special book, and I say, "New shoes," but Max doesn't like that. Mum tells him words using her hands. She says, "New," and she says, "First shoes, then cookie." But Max isn't looking, so he can't listen. We go into the store, and Max is still humming, so people look at him. I used to tell people he was talking, but I don't say that anymore. The store is big. Too big for Max. I don't see anyone I know, and that makes me happy. But it's not the sort of happy that makes me smile. I go and look at cool shoes with high tops and long laces, and I hold a pair up, and Mum doesn't say no because she's telling the shoe lady that she can't touch Max's feet, but that Mum thinks they're a size 2. The lady says she'd like to measure Max's feet because they don't like to sell shoes that don't fit, and wouldn't it be easier not to have to bring them back? Mum smiles, but she's not smiling really, and says that she just wants the same shoes Max is wearing, but bigger, and if we have to come back, we will just come back. Max is humming louder and louder, and his hands are flapping down by his sides and not up in the air like he does when he's happy. So I think we might have to go. Mum talks to Max with her hands and gives him a ball to squish with his hands because that might stop them flapping. The shoe lady isn't happy and says to Max to come here so she can have a little look-see at his feet. I want to tell her to shut up, but I don't want to say anything at all. So I just keep looking at the shoes with high tops and I choose ones with blue laces. I pick them up and check the size and it's perfect for me. The shoe store lady says, "Lots of little boys don't like having their feet measured," and "She's sure he'll be fine," and that "He's a brave boy and there are stickers for brave boys," and "Does he like soccer?" because she has soccer stickers, and "Does he play soccer or support a soccer team? Or perhaps he likes Match Attacks cards because little boys like those a lot, don't they?" And then it's too many words and Max is having his meltdown. I don't know why they call it that. Because when something like ice melts, it pours itself into a puddle, and it isn't hard anymore. When Max melts, he's the hardest thing in the world, and you think he's going to explode his bones from his body. He bites and bites and bites at his fists, and his humming is a scream from his chest and nose and mouth. He is fury, and he's lost himself and everyone and everything and everywhere. All the people in the store are looking at the furious biting boy, even though they're grown-ups and it's rude to stare, and the store lady doesn't say anything anymore. Mum is using her hands again to say, "Finished, finished, finished," and she says it with her mouth too. She picks Max up because he is stiff and small and not a puddle, but he kicks and lashes and twists himself, hiss, like a snake. His fingers are in his ears because I don't think he likes the sound he's making. And then the two of them push out through the door and Mum holds his reins as he gallops. I put back the high tops with blue laces. Finished, finished, finished.